Welcome to Untimely Radio Theater. Brand new stories with an old-time attitude. Tonight's story is Caretaker, a house cursed 400 years ago. Will the only living family member be able to put old ghosts to rest? Or will the nightmare continue? Contains strong language.
In 1692, the Salem witch trials condemned a number of people to the gallows for the crime of witchcraft. Curiously, the one woman who confessed to being a witch was spared. Her name was Tituba.
Mistress Tituba, Faith Goodman Corey's daughter. My mother and father, Reverend Paris, has hanged them for witchcraft. It's only a matter of time before I myself am accused.
I will not interfere.
Then let me have retribution. Surely you can do this thing.
Retribution carries a price. A price I am not willing to pay.
And I will pay it.
Eventually, the hysteria of the witch trials ended. The hanging stopped. Still, the accusers showed no remorse, claiming to have been tricked by the devil. They remained unapologetic and unpunished, except for one family. Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to Paris Pass?
You mean Paxil Place?
I mean Paris Pass, where the Paris family lived after the witch trials.
I can't help you.
Can you at least tell me where the post office is?
Good morning, young man. Package?
No package, but could you help me with an address? I have it right here.
I'd say so. After all, that is our...
I drove all over the place, but I couldn't find it. The caretaker sent a map, but it doesn't seem to match up with the roads.
Caretaker? You don't want to go there.
But I'm...
Things have happened there. Things people prefer to forget.
I thought you didn't need anything else, Jack.
Fine. I'm going. Good luck to you, boy. You're gonna need it.
What was that about?
Jack reads too many mystery novels. Paris Place is just really hard to get to. The road's not paved, fog rolls in all the time. It's just not worth the trip.
The witch trials are in fashion again, and my boss wants to sell magazines. I got the assignment because I happen to be related to the family.
That's impossible. His entire family died not a year after the witch trials were over.
DNA testing and a lot of research tells me otherwise.
Listen to me. You get back in your rental car. You drive out of this town. Don't shop for souvenirs. Don't stay for lunch. You drive until you're out of the state.
I'm not about to run off like some peasant from the Dark Ages.
Are you Liam Allen?
Oh, sorry. You scared me.
You wrote me a few weeks ago. I'm really sorry about the map. I think I labeled everything backwards. I'm Faith, the caretaker. No offense, but I have to agree with the postmaster. It's hard to believe you're Samuel Paris's direct descendant.
The Reverend wasn't nearly as holy as he made himself out to be. There was a serving girl, Mercy Lewis.
A servant. Yeah, I knew. Know something about her. History says she left Salem for Boston.
And had an illegitimate child. My ancestor. It took a lot of legwork, but I'm the last living descendant of the Paris clan.
What does your family think about that?
My folks died in a car accident when I was 8. After 10 years in foster care, I figured, what the hell? I looked for relatives. Figured I'd stop when I got to somebody that meant something. I was really surprised to learn I had an ancestor that I could actually write about.
I'm afraid you won't find the house very comfortable. It hasn't changed for over 300 years.
I'm a history writer. I'm used to doing things without a few amenities. I'd say the house and I were made for each other. It's well preserved. Doesn't seem 300 years old. It's really surprising, seeing how foggy it is here. Cold, too. Kind of weird weather for August, isn't it? That's a little creepy.
Old houses always creak when the weather changes, and the weather's bound to change.
Whoa.
Feral cat. They come with the property, but I haven't had a mouse problem in years. Come along, I'll show you the house.
It's like time stood still.
I told you, nothing's changed. The master bedroom is all prepared for you. I keep everything as best I can, but I did have to make some new bedding. This is where the Reverend and his wife slept.
No master bath?
privies out back.
Even historical houses should have bathrooms.
Plumbing is very expensive.
And it would be worth every penny. Hey, I'm not taking over your bedroom.
Oh no, I stay in the cabin down the road.
The one the famous Tituba lived in? Does it have a bathroom?
No, but I wouldn't complain if I had one.
The bed's pretty small. Is this mattress stuffed with straw?
I told you.
Nothing's changed. But come on, where did you even get a mattress like this?
Trade secret. The bedding's here in the chest.
And I suppose it's made of corn husks or something?
Linen. Brand new, but historically accurate. And there's a woolen blanket in case it gets chilly.
There wouldn't happen to be any food in the pantry? I'm starving.
I'll leave something in the kitchen for tonight, and there's ginger beer to drink. Don't drink the well water unless you boil it first.
I'll get to town for groceries first thing in the morning.
I can order them delivered if you'd like. I'll come by early. Just make a list.
I can call it in.
Not from here. My cabin's the only place with any cell service. I'll let you get settled in.
The ginger beer was surprisingly good, so I drank a couple down with my meager dinner. Then I had another one while I wrote. I used a pin, since I didn't know when I'd see a power outlet again.
What the...
Stupid cat. Where the hell did you come from? don't answer that. Now what? What the hell are they doing out there? Why are they building that thing? Now? For Christ's sake.
Hey! Hello?
I know what I saw from the window. And I heard the hammering. It was by the maple tree, it was. I'd look for footprints or any other evidence of people. But the gallows they were building, it was there. I'd swear to it. Except it wasn't. I went back upstairs to see if I could possibly get a signal on my phone. But when I got to my bedroom, I heard the hammering. I didn't want to look out the window again. The cat, he jumped onto the bed and just stared. That decided it. I wasn't about to rush out into the darkness, and I was exhausted. I compromised with my fear and stayed dressed. The door had a real lock with a big iron key. I left the key in the lock in case I needed to get out fast, but I tried not to think about that. I don't know what woke me. The damn door. It was open, just barely. A light shone onto the floor. Was it the moon? A candle? The cat got up and went rigid, its back arched. I'd locked the door, and there was no wind, but it was open. Before I could stop him, the cat jumped to the floor and bolted out of the room. Kids in the house? Was somebody playing a sick joke? I told myself kids were a bother, not dangerous. I crept into the hall and listened.
Wait for me!
Shh, he'll hear you.
Okay, they knew I was there and didn't want to get caught. I snuck downstairs. They were in the kitchen. I wanted them to be as frightened as I felt. Yeah, I was being a jerk. I didn't care.
What are you kids?
There was no one there. No. The cat was there, crouched on the table, lapping up something from a bowl. It looked like blood. A trick of the light. It was cream. And it was cold. Like ice. Then I heard them. The main room. I rushed out.
Get out of here!
There was no one there.
So hang the witch all through the night. Hang the witch on yonder tree. Choke the witch, then go for tea.
I had to get out. I headed for the car, then realized I didn't have my keys. But I wasn't going back. I ran down the road, got to the curb, rounded it, then found myself back at the house. Impossible. So I tried for Faith's cabin. It wasn't far. But again, I was back at the house. The cat was there, grooming himself as if nothing was wrong. Like that one normal thing you'd see in a nightmare. A traitorous point of safety in the dark. Hey, kitty. Stay right here, buddy, okay? Suddenly, the cat stiffened again. Something grabbed my shoulder.
Are you all right? I told you I would stop by in the morning.
It was morning. Somehow, it was morning. I'm sorry. You startled me.
Do you want me to order the groceries, or would you rather go into town? You know the way now.
I was kicking myself for my stupidity. The ginger beer had been stronger than I realized, and I'd simply overindulged. I felt foolish about it. I decided to visit the town library. Excuse me, I'm doing some historical research.
You've come to the right place then. And if you say you're researching anything but the witch trials, you'll have made my day.
Sorry.
That's all right. In fact, I'm the resident expert here, so I can get you sorted out pretty quickly.
I'm approaching the trials from a slightly different angle. I want to cover the ghosts.
Have you been on one of the night tours?
I was hoping for something on the Reverend Paris's house.
I'm afraid you're going to have trouble finding someone to talk to about that.
That seems to be the running theme here. Can you tell me why that is?
I know what this will sound like, but... well, there was a time when most of the people who went there didn't come back.
Didn't anyone look for them?
When people went missing, of course. Then the people that searched went missing. So we leave it be. I suggest you do the same.
Didn't anyone ever come back?
Well, yes. There's one man. He'll talk to anyone. That is, he talks whether anyone is there or not. He's at the care home. Been there 40 years.
He's right in there. We usually keep him alone. Sometimes he upsets the other residents.
Mr. Martin?
Don't come near me! Stay away! No! Take it off! Take it off me!
Mr. Martin, I'd like to talk to you.
Me? What for? Who are you?
No one important. Mr. Martin, who are you talking about?
The children. Horrible little monsters. Cursed. Thomas and Betty.
The Reverend's children?
He was there too. I saw him. I saw them all. Hammering and sawing. They put it up right quick.
What did they put up?
The gallows. What else? There was a hanging to be done.
Who's hanging?
They were gonna hang me. And then I ran and ran, but I couldn't get away from the house. I could never get away.
But you did get away, Mr. Martin. You're here now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm here.
How did you get away from the house?
She told me to go. She told me to tell everyone. No more people.
Who told you, Mr. Martin?
I had to tell everyone. Don't go to the Paris place. You're not going to go there, are you? Tell me you won't go there. She told me. No one else is to go there. Not ever.
Who told you?
That girl, Faith.
She came walking up the dirt road from the cabin, smiling and carrying a basket.
Good afternoon. You were gone quite a while. I was afraid you'd gotten lost again.
No, I was just working on a story. Could you tell me something? How long have you been caretaker here?
Just about 5 years.
I was talking to a man in town today. He said he was here 40 years ago. Talked about someone named Faith. Was that your predecessor? An ancestor?
You're talking about James Martin, the man in the care center. He didn't come here 40 years ago. It's been less than a year.
He seemed terrified of this place.
I did get pretty angry with him, but there are bogs in the woods. I didn't want the poor man to be another casualty. Here, this should keep you close to home. I brought you some eggs. I thought you'd like them for breakfast tomorrow.
Thanks. Would you care to join me for dinner? Say about 7? I'm a pretty good cook. I've even been known to bake my own bread.
You know, you're not at all what I expected.
I'll assume that's a good thing.
Tell you what, Liam. You make the main course, and I'll bring dessert.
You're on. Faith? I'm in the kitchen. I'd stayed away from the ginger beer. This wasn't an alcoholic hallucination.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and...
I didn't know what it was, but I was done.
Mary,
I wanted
Mary,
out. But my car keys were upstairs. I wished I could just call an Uber, offer them whatever it would take to get me out of here. But my phone still had no signal. I had to go upstairs. I had to get those keys. I made it to my room and grabbed my keys.
Peas, porridge, hot. Peas, porridge, cold. Peas, porridge, in the pot. Nine.
Come on.
Some like it hot.
Damn it.
Some like it cold. Some like it in the pot. 9 days old. Peas,
those damned nursery rhymes.
Peas, porridge, cold.
No. No, not again. The house. I couldn't get away from it. Then I heard it. I didn't think I would reach Faith's cabin, but I ran anyway. At least I tried. But there was the house again.
The hell with those damn kids!
I checked my phone. Still no signal. But maybe I'd get a connection upstairs. I didn't know what else to do, and it sounded like the children were somewhere outside. So I went in. No. There was still no signal. But I heard the door open again. It was the children.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day.
But there was no rain that night.
Rain, rain, the fires won't light. So hang the witch all through the night. Hang the witch on yonder tree. Choke the witch, then go for tea.
I had tripped over the cat. I don't know how I fell down the stairs without breaking my neck, but I didn't have time to think about that. Something grabbed me. It was Faith. She looked concerned.
Liam, are you all right? You took quite a tumble.
I don't know. What? That noise. What's going on?
You need some fresh air. Come on.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again.
Shut up, shut up! What is that hammering? What are they doing? What the hell's going on?
Please calm down, Liam. Thomas, Betty, that's enough.
You can hear them? They're real?
And quite ill-behaved.
Their names. They're the same as the Paris kids. And their clothes. Then I saw the woman on the stoop. I must have walked right by her. Young girl sat on her lap.
That's Susanna. She's the quiet one. But then, she's quite young.
But they're dead. 300 years dead.
Oh, yes. We all are.
It's time.
Who are you? Reverend Paris?
The gallows is almost built. Come. All must attend.
No! I don't want to see a hanging. That ended over 300 years ago.
There is no ending. The gallows must be built. It is our curse and our payment for our sins.
But who do you hang?
Why, ourselves, of course.
What about me? What am I doing here? I wasn't around 300 years ago.
But you are here now, son.
I'd gotten out before. I knew I'd probably have to wait until first light, but then I'd be gone. I just had to survive until then. The first thing I saw the next morning was the cat, grooming himself on the front steps of the house. He looked quite pleased. Then I realized why. He had done more than trip me up that night. My body still lies in the hall, at the foot of the stairs. The insects had already come. The flies, the ants, so industrious. Perhaps someone will come for the car and find what's left of me. Perhaps not. No matter. Every day I sit in this house and fill my journal. Every night, I go join the rest of the family. Time to go now. I can hear the hammering.
We hope you enjoyed Caretaker. Please tune in next week for Untimely Radio's production of Substitution. A small town deputy takes on big world problems. But which world is it? Tony Klutz is Liam. Tessa Oberlaurel is Faith. Dunya Morales is Tituba. Tim Roan is Alfred. Samantha Borthwick as the librarian and Betty. Mary Moore as the nurse. Anthony Alvarez as the postal worker. Kevin Oberlaurel as Jack. David Golbeck as James. Rick Werblin as Reverend Paris. Ioana Saad as Thomas. Story by M.D. Oberle. Some special effects courtesy of Quicksounds.